Last night, New Brunswick Education Minister Bill Hogan took to YouTube for about 30 minutes to answer some questions he had received about his plan to radically change French language learning in the province next year, starting with kids in kindergarten and grade one. Hogan read prepared answers to questions which touched on a number of concerns that parents have been raising, such as the speed of the rollout and concerns that the new universal program would either be too challenging or not immersive enough. One question focused on the level of consultation both before and after the proposal was released. Here's what Bill Hogan had to say.
So we have consulted over the past year. We've been out in the system talking to teachers, administrators, and learning specialists, formally and informally. We've also benefited from the findings of the outstanding consultation work that was done through the Official Languages Review and the Report on Second Language Learning. We used all this information to develop a proposal. And changes are coming, but let me be clear, there's still a chance for New Brunswickers to have their say. We need to hear about the strengths and challenges, where we may have missed any opportunity, or where there are challenges. So I strongly encourage everyone to check out our website, read more about what we're proposing, and then come out and join us with their thoughts, ideas, and input.
The original timeline for the French Immersion Reform Plan included a consultation period on proposed reforms that would take place this year, with reforms due to start in 2024. But Premier Blaine Higgs famously dismissed that timeline, insisting that the reforms begin this fall so as to avoid happening too close to an election year. That was the decision that also triggered the resignation of then-Education Minister Dominic Carty. As Bill Hogan alluded to, the current plan also has a period of consultation, but a short one. 4 in-person meetings, 2 virtual sessions, and last night's Q&A to cover the whole province. The closest session to Sackville is happening in Moncton on Thursday night at the Delta Beauséjour. Valmai Goggin is one of the Sackville parents who says they will be heading to Moncton to weigh in on the government's plan. As a parent of 2 kids, one who has already started immersion and another who would start school under the new system, Goggin is concerned that the province's proposed innovative immersion program will not just be bad for kids' French language success, but bad for the province in general and its reputation as a bilingual province. Goggin spoke to CHMA Monday night after the brief Q&A session.
The government can call this an innovative immersion program. There is nothing immersive about the French language learning that is being suggested by this new program. So they can call it whatever they want. This is not an immersion program, and its outcomes will not be comparable to the outcomes of the current French immersion program. I understand that the government has managed to brand streaming as a 100% negative aspect of the current education system. I understand that streaming has challenges, and particularly it is the English prime side of things that is terribly overloaded and under-resourced. But the other thing that is currently offered in the New Brunswick education system is choice for parents and choice for students. And this new one-size-fits-no-one plan removes choice and manages to simultaneously decrease the amount of learning available to students. So I'm extremely unhappy, and tonight's Q&A sort of online session did nothing to alleviate my concerns. It increased them in most cases.
Goggin takes issue with even labeling the new program immersion because the 50% model is by definition not immersive, and she doubts it will be enough to have a meaningful impact, at least not like what is currently happening in her child's classroom.
I'm not a public school educator, and I defer to those experts on these subjects, but, you know, to me, this is not, students will not be spending enough meaningful time receiving French instruction, learning in French, reading, writing, speaking in French. They simply are not going to have enough minutes a day for it to make a meaningful impact. Whereas in a true French immersion program, which my daughter is in currently, where the teacher, you know, my daughter's grade one teacher sent a note home this week saying she is now speaking French in the classroom 85% of the time, and the students are keeping up. My daughter started French in September. So what was that, 4.5 months ago? And she's now in a classroom where 8:30 to 2, 85% of that instruction is now in French, and they're keeping up. So I cannot see, and again, the government, they have yet to produce meaningful research and support from educators to really back up this program that they want to push through, to suggest that we're going to have anywhere near the same meaningful outcomes in their so-called innovative immersion, not immersion, innovative immersion program. There is not enough contact time in the language for it to be meaningful for students.
As a parent who has one child just starting immersion, Goggin is concerned about not just the quality of the new program, but the promise by the government to ensure all current immersion students can finish their educations in that program. Goggin says she plans to bring up that question on Thursday night, as well as the question of what kind of mandate Hogan and the Higgs government have for undertaking this radical reform.
If I had to sort of identify a few key points, one of which might be this change, this massive, earth-shattering change to the New Brunswick education system was not on the ballot in 2020. And the PC government does not have a mandate to make this change. They do not have it. They did not put this to the voters in 2020, and they are trying to shoehorn this change in before the next election. And maybe they already know that, but it needs to be said out loud. And the other question I might put to them very directly, and maybe I can get a yes or no answer out of them, but if I have a child, as I do, in grade one French immersion, will she finish grade 12 in French immersion or not? That's an easy yes or no question, but it has ramifications for parents across the province, because we were told last month, students in French immersion can finish their studies. And I'm not hearing that out of tonight's Q&A session. And we need a straight answer on that immediately.
Goggin says she is wary of the extent of the consultation program planned over the next few weeks, which calls for a What We Hear document to be published by the end of winter and a final framework for how the program will roll out by spring. CHMA asked if Goggin felt her input would be taken seriously by the Department of Education.
I'd like to be optimistic. I'd like to hope, I'd like to think that the government is operating in good faith here, and that if this truly is a consultancy process with the community, that they are going to listen to our concerns and they are going to respond accordingly. I'm not going to buy any lotto tickets based on that outcome, but I'm going there with the intention of communicating the concerns that I have as a parent and that I believe my community has. And I am hoping the government is going to meet us on that same terrain and listen, and not just listen, but respond, reflexively to what they are hearing from their constituents and residents across the province. I mean, that being said, I had a thoroughly unsatisfying, concerning, back and forth email exchange with a Moncton MLA throughout the fall that did nothing to alleviate my concerns. And in fact, it just confirmed for me that, the MLAs themselves don't understand what this program is going to be, because it could not be explained to me by a member of the PC caucus. So I have yet to sort of see the government, respond to its community appropriately, but I am certainly, I'm hopeful that this week will produce results and also increase the groundswell of concern amongst parents across the province. They are relying on parents being tired and busy. We are tired. We're in the middle of an ongoing pandemic with young children who are constantly sick. I suspect they're, quietly hoping for a small turnout, and I don't think that's going to be the case in Moncton or elsewhere.
That's Valmai Goggin, a Sackville parent who will be heading to Moncton this Thursday to participate in one of four consultation sessions province-wide to talk about a proposed plan to phase out French immersion and replace it with a universal 50% French instruction program for all New Brunswick students. A meeting of Sackville parents in November saw about 25 people come out expressing concerns over the new program, and a Facebook group just dedicated to the issue has messages organizing carpooling to help get people to the event in Moncton. Goggin says she's not sure exactly how many Sackville parents will show up, but she will be there.
I know that those of us who do go will be, a strong presence, and will be there on behalf of many other people. This is a last minute so-called consulting session in the dead of January. They are counting on people being tired and not being able to make it out. So those of us who do go will certainly be a vocal presence. And I suspect actually that tonight's Q&A session will spur more interest from parents, because it is only going to increase the concerns that we have at the moment.
The first consultation session in the province happens tonight in Bathurst, and the next is slated for Moncton on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Delta Beauséjour Hotel. No registration is needed to participate in the consultation sessions.